You're listening to Bravo Should Be Fun with Liz, Alex, and Micah. I'ma bust it down on a free bitch. I'm a free bitch. It's a good show. You can see shit. Ain't no peeping. Ain't no free
bitch. Ain't no free shit. I don't want your tongue changed. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bravo Should Be Fun. I'm your host, Micah.
I'm Liz. And Alex is on assignment.
Yeah, Alex is on assignment today. We miss you, though. We miss you, Alex.
I was waiting for her to chime in.
I know, right?
Goes next. We both were. We miss you, Alex.
Liz, how's your week going?
I mean, obviously, we've all been, it's back to, you know, regularly scheduled programming with obsessing over Bravo now that we have the sad news of Kate Middleton and her whereabouts.
I know.
There's still like conspiracy theories going on with that video. I don't know if you've seen any of those.
No, I have not.
Yeah. I mean, saying that like that video is AI and all that.
A deep fake or something.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But why would somebody make that up? That makes
sense. I don't know. I mean, the technology, it really is like a discussion on technology and how advanced people can make that shit now. I saw a video of someone putting Meghan Markle's face over Kate's and it looked exactly like her.
That's so creepy. I actually hate that that can happen now. I feel like that should be like illegal or something.
Yeah, I know, right?
So bad.
But other devastating news is that Karen Huger and her DUI that she is in denial about. Your buddy, your birthday buddy.
I know. Hashtag free Kern. I cannot believe she did that. Do you know the details behind that? I don't know.
I just know that basically I read her statement. I mean, I believe she was refusing to take a field sobriety test. I believe she was not booked or anything, but she was later charged. I could be totally wrong on those details, but I believe that she's saying that she was in such an emotional state. Like, this was her statement. She was in such an emotional state of distress after getting dinner with her friend over her mom's death, which let's just say it was in 2017. I saw that also.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And with Mother's Day coming up in 2 months, this is what she's blaming it on.
Uh-huh. That she had to get shit rocked and then get a D-dub.
Well, she's saying that another car like blinded her possibly or like was coming on, you know, coming in her lane. So she had to swerve, I believe was her statement. But she doesn't take accountability for any of it. So,
yeah,
if it is true, pretty disappointing.
We all know that she was drunk. OK, sorry. Right. I'm just going to say it. We all know that. Right. We still love you, girl. Like, but don't drink and drive. Yeah. There's Uber for a reason. Come on now.
Yeah. And didn't she have a driver?
I thought so, right? She would always talk about that, her driver on Potomac.
Where's Ray?
Yeah, where's Ray to pick her up? Jeez, it was probably past his, like, old man bedtime.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Early bird special is over.
And you know, Karen, like, she's never, ever, ever going to tell the truth. She's never going to be like, oh, yeah, I did it. You know?
The crazy thing is we love her for that. Like, we love her delusional ass.
It is kind of great, right? And other gossip, you know, Anna Marie got the boot from Beverly Hills, much to nobody's surprise.
I know. Well, so I am doing the Beverly Hills rewatch, as you know. I've been recounting and texting you guys randomly when funny things come up because I'm in the Munchausen season. And there was a one season wonder that season, same as this with Anna Marie, Catherine Edwards, who had a really hot husband and a ton of money. And she should have come back. She was feisty.
She was like half deaf, right?
Yes, exactly. Anna Marie's statement made no sense because she was like, they sought me out. I didn't audition, you know, making it seem like they really came after her halfway in the season because they thought the season would be a dud.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. That's why she like jumped in mid-season. But also,
I guess, yeah.
I wish that they had given her a second season. And we all know that I was not her biggest fan. But like,
yeah, I agree.
I do believe that they told her to go after Sutton or keep up with the esophagus gate or whatever. Like, I believe there was probably some production interference in there.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Because otherwise, it's just completely bizarre. So I wouldn't mind seeing another season.
I think they should make it a rule of, like, giving someone a two-season chance. Because there was the issue of her mom dying. And, you know, that can definitely affect someone during the season.
Oh, my God. For that, I'll forgive anything she said or did.
Yeah.
It's so sad. I feel so bad for her. I can relate, unfortunately. So in my book, Anna Marie is forgiven for all of her dumb esophagus talk. but I know, right? Whatever.
I mean, I feel like women know what to do now when they're on the show. They're like, okay, I gotta make a splash. I gotta like make some waves. I gotta make some stupid drama. I can't just like sit back and look pretty. So, you know, props to her for that. She was on the wrong side of history, unfortunately. But
I know she really was. Poor thing. The wrong side of history regarding Sutton's esophagus.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently Sutton has been posting with a boyfriend I saw who's pretty cute.
Oh my God. I really need to keep up with these people live. I just don't like.
I mean, it just comes across my desk on Reddit, basically. I'm not seeking them out.
I haven't been on Reddit much lately. Can you believe that?
Oh my gosh.
And I don't follow a lot of them on Instagram.
I'm as addicted as ever.
I mean, yeah, you would think because we do this, I'd be all over it all the time, but nope.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'll hold up your end of the deal.
Right? Like at some point I have to raise my children.
True. Yeah. Also because of Twitter, I've never been on Twitter more than I have just because of the Kate Middleton stuff, because that's like very timely stuff.
Yeah. I rejoined Twitter because of you.
No way.
You kept sending me all that Kate Middleton stuff. And then sometimes it would be like, you have to sign in to see this. And I was like, damn it. All right. I guess that's I'm signing funny. Up. Yeah.
Well, was there any more gossip, or should we get into Vanderpump Rules, which will then roll into the Valley?
I think just like network updates, the Valley started, you know, you just said we're going to get into the Valley. I'm very excited about that. Martha's Vineyard actually starts tonight. Tonight is Sunday. We're a little behind recording schedule as we had a fabulous interview with my girl, Lori Cooper. She was so awesome.
Yes. I think how we're going to release that, I think we're going to release this episode first, and then Lori Cooper will be next in our feed, hopefully tomorrow.
Yes.
And then we'll be off for a week because our wonderful producer is on vacation. So he needs some time off too. We work him to death.
Our boy Joe's going to Madrid. He's got to get away from us for a little while. So have fun in Madrid, Joe.
Yeah, definitely. Well, then we'll come back. We'll watch. We'll be caught up on Martha's Vineyard. So we'll add that into the rotation as well.
Right. And if we ever catch up on Potomac, if anything interesting happens there, I'm happy to
come. I know, exactly. It's like it can't even get revived by a fight, which I heard happened at the last episode.
Right. Didn't she get into it with Big Bird or whatever? Candace got into it with Big
Sesame
Bird.
Sesame Street. It was really hard to tell who was fighting in the cell phone footage because they don't have footage from the show, which is crazy. You know, everything's gone wrong for Potomac this season, I feel like.
Save that for the show, ladies. Have some class. Save your fights for the show.
Exactly. Like, you're saving your own job if you do that.
I know, right? I know not a lot of people love Candace, but I kind of do because I just love a snarky bitch. And so I hope that she won her fight. If that's who it was.
I used to really hate her, but these past two seasons, I have grown to really love her. I don't know what really, I don't remember really what the shift was, but, and then like in that same time, Giselle, I used to love, and now she's like kind of like low man on the totem pole for me at the moment.
I still like all of them. I'm always going to like all of them. I mean, come on, they're Bravo libs, but yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, Giselle's just never been it for me. I've always liked Giselle, but she's never been it for me. But my girl Candace has always been so funny. But a lot of people don't like her. So
Candace has the best reads. Her and Karen best reads on Potomac, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Ashley, I feel like, could go away. Oh, also, I did see a preview of her saying in the reunion that she, like, massages Michael Darby's feet every night. I'm pretty sure I heard that.
Is that how she like keeps her house or what? It's got to be.
Apparently they're back together or like just spending the night together. I don't even know. Yeah.
It's like when you see somebody like actually sell their soul to the devil. Like that's what she did.
Exactly. And it's kind of her fault for not getting a good enough lawyer to set her up in a prenup situation.
I know. And she was going to go for that postnup and then she just didn't, she said.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. Girl. Like, come on. Yeah. In the words of Ariana, you in danger, girl.
Girl, you in danger, girl.
Which she said twice this week.
I know. I was like, Ariana, we get it. You think that phrase is funny.
She just watched the movie Ghost. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
That's what it's from. Whoopi Goldberg says it.
I was going to say, isn't that like Patrick Swayze around like a pottery kiln or something?
Yep. Yep. Damn. And Demi Moore.
Yeah. I can't believe I've never seen Ghost. Ugh.
I mean, it was so long ago that I saw it that I definitely only remember that pottery scene. So
I think I'm just going to watch it just to see Whoopi Goldberg say.
You should. You in danger, girl. Oh, and Ariana just bought a really cute mid-century modern home in LA. Yay. That just came out today.
Oh my God. Good for her. It looks really cute. They must have settled or sold off.
I don't know.
Chateau de Scandoval.
I wonder if she will just let him have the house. I bet she will. I feel like make new memories.
Yeah, I feel like at a certain point you just stop caring. So
it's so tainted, but like I hope she gets her money from it.
I know. I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did.
And I think, is Jersey coming out next? Is that the next Housewives show we're going to be getting?
I think so.
I feel like there's such a lull right now.
Oh, but I kind of dig it.
Housewives. I'm liking all the shows.
Yeah, I'm happy Martha's Vineyard starting. Not everybody is a huge Summer House fan. You know, like everybody who watches.
Wrong.
I know. Well, if you don't watch Summer House, you're not into it. But if you watch it, you're going to be a fan. So.
Yeah.
And then the Valley started. I'm okay with that.
Well, no, I'm totally fine with it. I just think it's funny how there's like normally at one point we had like four Housewives shows going on and now there's just this little dip. But I think this was strategic for the Valley to premiere when there is this lull.
Probably. Probably.
So smart on them.
Well, let's jump into Vanderpump. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
We see Sandoval getting ready for his pool party. There's not a lot going on there. But then we see Katie and Lala make up. And Lala said the word soft a whole lot. So I guess she wants to be softer and she wants Katie to be softer.
I know. I mean, I still feel like I love it when they go at it. And apparently she's on the outs with Ariana now because of the Lala and Ariana like had a huge blowout fight at the reunion. I don't think we know what the status of Katie is with Lala at the moment. But yeah, in this moment, they're trying to soften each other.
It just reminds me of water softener, you know?
Yeah.
Fabric softener.
I'm going to throw out a really gross one for you. Stool softener. My mind went.
She is always slinging a bunch of shit at people. So let's see. Oh, the pool party starts. Billie Lee's there.
The sexy singles pool party.
Yeah, I liked her face when Tom said he wasn't going to like hook up with people in the house while Ariana's living there. And Billie Lee's face was like, oh my God. Like, that's just so ridiculous.
Like, the producers and the editors are... I feel like that interaction with those girls might not have been that awkward, but they're so giving him like the douchebag edit, you know, where, I mean, just the like, so are you guys going to Burning Man?
I know. It's like, hey, kids, like, it's me, Tom. I'm young, too.
Hey, kids,
it's me. Yeah, that gave like a real try hard vibe. And I was...
Ugh, gross. Also, I was telling you guys about how, like, at work, we get all of these trend reports for the upcoming seasons, and we're looking at spring 2025, and there is a trend called Kidult.
Oh, yeah. Which
meaning, like, a kid adult, and his necklace is Kidult. Like, that trend. It's an adult being a kid, because it's the, like, crazy, wacky, colorful beads and stars and... I don't know if it has a name on it, but...
There's just, like, not trends that I can get behind, actually. Oh, but did you know that preppy now means something different to, like, they could say Gen Alpha, which I have a tween, and she's technically Gen Alpha. And it was kind of funny, because the other day, we were watching the Mean Girls musical, and she saw this chick's outfit. She goes, oh, so preppy. Now it just means, like, bright, happy colors and, like, fun things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not like prep school or plaids. Like I think of like dark plaids and navies, you know?
Right. Like collars, you know?
Oh, wait. So is Mean Girls the musical on streaming now? Because I want to watch it.
Yes, it is. I don't know what it's streaming on. We have all of them. It's so obnoxious.
The only thing I don't have is Apple TV and I don't have Hulu.
Oh, you know what? I think it's on Paramount, actually. Let's see. I'll look it up.
Well, so wait, first, also, the Ariana and Sheena chat.
No, before we get to that chat, I have to say that one of the things that Sandoval said about Ariana is that he crinkles up potato chips, he crushes them and shoves them under Ariana's door.
Oh, yeah. What was that about? To annoy her?
I don't know. No, I guess it'd be nice.
I missed that.
No, it was the weirdest thing. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Why would you do that?
I mean, that would annoy the fuck out of me.
I know. All I could think about was like getting out the Dustbuster and having to deal with that.
Or I think of like, yeah, getting out the Dustbuster. Or if you're trying to find proof that a ghost is in your home and you're like, you know how people put down flour to look for footsteps? Like putting out potato chips.
No, that's a thing. People put flour out to look for footprints of the ghost.
Yeah, to look for ghost footprints. Yeah. The theme of this episode is ghost.
Yeah, no kidding.
You in danger, girl.
Girl, yeah, you in danger, girl. Okay, so I definitely had a ghost or two at my old house, and I would have never been
really
ghost. Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, last time I podcasted in this, like on my couch in this position, I swear a ghost like whispered in my ear and said my name. It was a really freaky moment.
What do you think?
It was probably just like one of you guys, honestly.
I know. I'm like, damn it, Liz, listen to me.
It sounded like it was outside of my headphones, though. It really freaked me out.
I love that. I want you to put out flour today to look at for your ghost footprints. That would be great.
The Ariana and Sheena chat was weird. Like, it was edited weirdly because at one point Sheena was holding the dog's paw. Then the other point she wasn't holding his paw or her paw.
And then does it go back to, like, her holding the dog's paw?
Yeah, and then the dog's gone. I love it when they do that. I know.
What was she saying? Like, oh, you should have told me about Dancing with the Stars.
I get, if there's an NDA, there's an NDA. You're not included in that, Sheena. Like, sorry.
I know. I loved Lori's take on that, too. I won't talk about it here, but Lori Cooper's take on Sheena, you know, wanting all the deets about Dancing with the Stars was kind of funny.
Well, also saying that, like, why would you get dancing lessons before? It's supposed to be all about, like, the untrained dancer.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you get dancing lessons 24/7. Like, just go get dancing lessons with Brock for, like, a hobby or whatever.
Right.
That'd be fun. Oh, speaking of, okay, ugh. Side note. Do we understand, what happened to Summer Moon's little arm?
It just sounded like she fell off the couch or something. I mean, great that Sheena was there. I mean, because that is like her worst nightmare, not being there.
Yeah.
And now I feel like that it did happen while she was there. I feel like that, I mean, you could probably speak on it more. Is that like more of a, like, if it happened and we dealt with it, and so like we can handle anything kind of deal?
Well, okay. So my little baby did actually accidentally like break her leg.
I remember that because that was first right when we first started. Yeah, like in March.
I know, poor yeah. little thing. But right now their bones are like jello, so I guess it's a little bit.
Oh really?
Yeah, they heal really fast. Like she had a cast on for 2 weeks. That's it.
No way.
So if that had happened to us as like an adult, I guess we'd probably yeah. still be in a damn cast. So,
well, it's also just like accidents happen. Like kids are like clumsy, like stumbling all around.
Oh, yeah.
Picking up shit, falling over.
Eating everything. Yeah, it's like, terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Toddlers. Yeah, no, it's not like we can handle anything. It's just like, damn it. Like now I'm worried it's going to happen again.
I know.
For me, but I don't know.
Oh my God, I love your question. The first question on the notes for this episode, can you get electrocuted from a flower?
Yeah.
That scene was so funny to me. It was just so like James.
Allie's face when James is like, that flower petal just electrocuted me. Like, I'm wondering, can they carry like an electric charge?
I'm wondering what it was. I feel like it must have been like some kind, I don't know.
Maybe like a bug bit him.
I know. Yeah. Some like, maybe it was just like a big thorn, but I kind of believe him that he felt like a shock.
I know. It was so funny. We see Joe and Tom go on a swan boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really great in her confessional when she's like, the girls really didn't give me a chance, especially Katie. Like, what? Did you think that Katie was going to be like, oh my God, this is so great?
Was this when they flashed up the, like, Justin Bieber still loves you text message? Because I was like, my mouth was wide open. Like, what does Justin Bieber have anything to do with this?
I have no idea, but only Tom and Joe would know, I guess.
Well, no, it was what Joe sent to Katie when the divorce news came out. Yeah. It said, Justin Bieber loves you.
That's strange. I guess it's just like.
That's on par for Joe, though.
Yeah, it is. She's like weird, but.
She is weird. I feel like I would love to see. We don't know if she's still friends with Kristen, because I feel like that's how.
I don't think that she is.
It doesn't seem like it, but like, I feel like them two together would be highly annoying, but also kind of funny in doses, like their energy together. Because Kristen's just so bizarre also.
I love Kristen. I'm so happy to see her back, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
Yeah, we are. That's so funny. Katie says it's giving infiltration, talking about Joe wanting Allie to read her chart. Yeah, that's accurate.
I know.
It's giving infiltration.
Like having like a one-on-one with Allie, like she's trying to divide and conquer with a group and she's starting with Allie, like because Allie's so sweet.
Yeah.
I love that.
I can't, like, I am feeling like Joe wants to be on the show.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she's getting her own confessionals now, so it's happening. It's happening whether we like it or not. Sort of like Brock, I guess.
Well, yeah, but so her goal was to do that via dating Tom Schwartz, which we know now doesn't work because he's with someone else, but.
Right. Yeah, he did. He launched his girlfriend.
Yes, 23-year-old.
Speaking of Brock's, oh, that's special. 23, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right, yep.
Now, I was going to talk about Brock bitching at Sheena because they don't have a consistent schedule. Like, really, dude? Really?
I know. I just want to know what he wants to go out and do for his. What does Brock want to be when he grows up?
I don't know, but it feels like he wants Sheena to have a consistent schedule. And it's like, okay. Anyway.
It's kind of funny how she's just like, nope. No, won't do it.
I know. You know? It's just like, we don't have one. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I do kind of feel like it would be really annoying to never have anyone to help in terms of a nanny.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they're getting one. Seems like they got it. They'll figure it out.
Her mom dipped out on them.
She dipped out? No way. Did she really? She dipped out. Damn.
No, it says like she hurt her shoulder, so she can't lift Summer Moon up. So.
Gotcha. I think the next scene, we see Katie going over to the Scandoval abode. I just love that flash to Tom of him like aggressively walking on the treadmill, like power walking with weights. I don't know why I got such a kick out of it.
Pound, pound, pound.
Yeah, exactly. Like
I know. I always thought that their workout room was in the basement, but it actually is like a bedroom.
I feel like we've talked about this. Like, I don't think they have a basement. They don't have a lot of basements in California, really? Do they? If we have any listeners in California, just let us know if there's basements because we've already discussed this. I know that we have. And
yeah. Well, I'm trying to think. When I lived in San Francisco, I don't feel like we did have a basement.
Right.
No, you're right. Huh.
No basements in Cali. Then he tried to go apologize to Katie. And she was just
he was brutally rebuffed. Yes. She can read him like a, you know, what brutally rebuffed is from, don't you?
Clueless, duh. Only the best movie ever.
Yeah, your favorite movie.
I know, of course. We could do a whole quiz. Don't get me started. Like, I know it all. Oh,
we should.
I know it all.
We should do a whole, I don't know. We need to think of content ideas surrounding the movie Clueless. Because it's just so perfect. It's like a perfect movie.
It's the perfect movie. It really is. You're so right. Oh my God.
I don't like when Ty is mean to Cher, but I guess they did need that for the movie. You know,
you're a virgin who can't drive.
Yeah. That movie is definitely where I learned so many like adult things, like smoking pot, like their references.
I didn't understand like half of that movie. I'm embarrassed at how long it took me to figure out why they call it Suck and Blow, the game.
Yeah.
The double entendre. Like it took me a really long time to catch that, like an embarrassingly long amount of time.
Yeah, I just also love the references to like the LA geography also of like I'm above Olympic, or like, you know, hi dad, I'm in the valley at a party.
It's a party in the valley. Just like maybe it was at Jax's house. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. No, that looked like a pretty nice house.
I know.
Where, how did we get here?
Yeah, I don't know. Clueless or something. But yeah, so Katie brutally rebuffed Tom's apology. And he only did that because Sheena told him to, right? Or somebody told him to.
Like, his apologies are so hollow. And they know the motives is that, like, I mean, I don't know what his motive is, really. I feel like it's Rachel blocking him. I don't think he's sorry that he broke up the marriage, because I think that he saw that the marriage, I mean, obviously he wanted Tom Schwartz all to himself.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, like, buddy, always wanted him, didn't want to have to, like, share him with Katie.
Right. He just didn't like Katie. He just didn't like Katie. I think there's all there is to it. But like, you don't always have to like your friend's significant other in order to be respectful.
Right.
You know, that's just human decency 101.
But I also think that Tom Schwartz can't stand on his own and stand up to Tom in those situations of like, no, my wife needs me to be here for X, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think you're probably right there.
Tom Schwartz was too weak to stand up to Sandoval.
I do love how he's standing up to him now. And I thought it was kind of funny how Tom Schwartz was talking about how like Rachel cut him off and won't talk to him. He was like weeping in the closet and Schwartz just stared at him open mouth for like a really long time. Like, it was so
disassociating.
Weird.
Like, that was such a disassociation moment.
Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Like, I never normally feel bad for Schwartz because he's like Tweedledum.
Yeah.
But like,
Totally.
It was so funny. I like couldn't handle it.
Have we seen him comfort him, Sandoval, before? Like, I just don't know what their dynamic is. I guess we don't see Tom Sandoval crying that much, but like,
are you joking? We see Tom Sandoval crying like every episode
this season. Yes, this season, yes. But I'm just speaking in like previous seasons, you know, we don't always know.
I think he's probably just like your average dude who's uncomfortable with crying. Schwartz is,
yeah,
he's like, I don't know.
No, I definitely could see that. Doesn't know what to do. Typical like Protestant upbringing.
Yeah, exactly. Just men in general, let's avoid emotion. That would be great for them if they could just avoid emotion. Yeah, for sure. I liked it. Ariana's game night, though.
I'm obsessed with bagel bites.
Yeah, they did bagel bites as the app. Hors d'oeuvres. I wanted to write hors d'oeuvres in the notes. I can't spell that shit at all. Oh my God.
Oh, it's HORS space D apostrophe O E VRE, I think. S. I took French.
You're just showing off.
I should
know. Asshole. I did too. I should know this.
I think I got. No, but bagel bites are so amazing. But if you eat them too quickly, they will like annihilate the roof of your mouth if they're too hot.
They're always too hot. It's like a hot pocket. Like, they're either freezing cold and scalding hot.
They're degree burn.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, exactly. Sure. No, exactly. They're either like frozen in the middle or scalding hot.
I love Sheena dropping that she and John Mayer. Yeah, I love Sheena dropping that she and John Mayer had an orgy. Ew. Ew. Ew.
I know. I feel like we did know that they had some hookup at one point, though.
Yeah, it's like that was like an open thing.
She's definitely mentioned it on Watch What Happens Live.
For sure.
And she thinks this is like some, she thinks this is.
She thinks that's something to talk about. Ew.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know that. I don't know. Call me old fashioned, call me Southern and, you know, prude. But I don't know that I would ever like brag about having an orgy with anyone. Ew, I can't even think about it.
Like, this man is known to sleep with like thousands of women. Like, that's what he's known for.
I know.
I mean, just like, go get yourself checked, Sheena.
He still was pretty cool at the cat cafe, though. I'll give him that. And then we end the show.
Wait, where was he at the cat cafe?
On New Year's Eve. With Anderson and Andy.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, it was so weird.
That's right. I missed that segment.
Oh, I didn't. It was hilarious.
The cat cafe.
Oh, I almost was about to jump to the end, but we did see Joe get a reading from Allie. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, she's like a Libra.
Yeah.
Is she a Sagittarius rising or something? I didn't write down what it was.
I didn't either. I just saw that Joe made a super weird face about Schwartz being a friend. So, and I did feel bad that I thought it was super funny that Joe's mom called and asked if she did crack. No. I felt,
I mean, it is LA, you know.
The way she said it was just so funny. I was like, aw, it's so mean, but also kind of funny.
But Allie is literally in the last episode, Allie was like, when they came to meet them at Sir, Allie was like, oh, I'm totally getting BFF vibes from you guys. Like, she keeps like putting this narrative, pushing this narrative of them as friends. Because it's Allie doesn't want to get blamed by Katie for like, kind of pushing them together, I think, or like, you know, acting like they're friends or anything. She's totally trying to like,
oh, that's such a good point. That's probably exactly what she's doing. Allie's smarter than we all know. I just know it. I got a feeling.
Oh, absolutely. She's a sniper from the side, as Erica Jane would say.
I love that phrase. Sniping from the sideline.
with the little finger guns.
Uh-huh. Pew, pew. I did love how Schwartz thought it was a good idea to bring Jax around to give Sandoval advice. And Jax was like, you need to humble yourself, bro. And served it. He served him. I was here for it. I thought it was so funny.
Someone described the face of Jax's head looking like a dreidel. And that could not be any more accurate.
Oh my God.
He is so like weirdly shaped now, and you can tell where he's getting filler and Botox. I men are so privileged in the fact that they are allowed to age gracefully.
Oh, I know. Do you ever see those Botox commercials for men? I hate them because the men always look so much worse afterwards. Ugh.
They do. Like, you can't move your forehead.
I know, and they had like wisdom lines before that are cute on men and make us look like trash. It's no fair. Yeah. It's not fair at all.
But yeah, so Jax gets his moment when they go out to guys' night. They're at Tom Tom, right? And they show, like, as Jax walking in, and people, like, are, like, they show people, like, looking at him, like, yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah, that one girl, she's like, I don't think it was fake. I think she was starstruck by Jax Taylor. Wait, no, what's his name?
Yeah, right.
Is it Jax Taylor?
Oh, my God.
I always get so confused. Is that
his? Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, sorry. Jason Calgi. I watched Sons of Anarchy and his name was Jax too. And I think it's similar. It's Jax something.
Oh.
It's
really?
It's very similar to Jax Taylor. And
he
I remember.
Should start transitioning. Yeah.
Transitioning into what? Couchy? Jason Couchy?
To Jax Couchy. And then remove. And then remove. And just fully go back to Jason Couchy.
Just do a whole switcheroo on everyone.
Yeah, exactly. I think the name Jax Couchy is hilarious.
Oh, that would be great. It makes no sense. That would be great. Well, I'm so glad Jax is there. We can jump right into the valley.
So we have the transition of Jax moving from a confessional in Vanderpump Rules, and he gets up and walks over to the valley confessional, which is brightly colored. That's kind of their thing. They have a lot of like the promotion for this, like Vanderpump Rules has like purple, a lot of purple in their promotions, a lot of like,
yeah, black, purple,
dark silvers and purples, and the valley is like all bright colors, like neons. I don't hate their marketing, honestly.
I don't either. I dig it.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
I liked it. And of course, you know, we've got Kristen, Jax, and Brittany returning, and then we've got all the newbies. And we could just kind of go through them as we watch. And we start with Brittany showing that she got lipo.
Ugh, I like feel for this girl because I just don't think she meant to turn her frown upside down. Like literally she has a frown face when she talks.
Yeah, but I feel like she kind of always has. Yeah.
It's like when she talks, her mouth moves down. It like the sides of her mouth are pulled down. I feel bad because like she obviously gained weight and she already had implants. So that's making you so top heavy.
Oh, I know.
She can't be comfortable.
No, no. And we have heard rumblings about them having a separation. And part of it is that Jax isn't attracted to her anymore. I feel bad. But I think we pretty much all saw that coming.
Yeah. And she's open about it, saying like he won't have sex with her. So, you know, he's getting it somewhere else, obviously.
Yeah. I think someone on Vanderpump said that, right? He's like running around all over town or something. So we shall see.
Yeah, Katie said that and Lala was like, yeah, it's wild.
Oh my God, Katie. Katie does not give a fuck anymore. She's here to like burn everything down. It's great.
Oh yeah, she is. I mean, I think her and Ariana, I mean, that's kind of a discussion for another day of like what their future is. because I don't feel like they would transition over to the Valley. I feel like Lala and Sheena are in this episode of the Valley, so they could be a smooth transition to be on the Valley.
I feel like it was just a cameo kind of to for like promoting, you know, kind of to promote them and get more interest in the Valley, maybe. Huh.
Yeah.
Which honestly, they didn't even need them there for that. I really like the Valley. I don't know about you. I thought it was, I think it's going to be a decent show.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. It was a breath of fresh air.
Right. I like seeing all the noobs, the whole cast of newbies.
There's so much darkness.
I know.
There's so much darkness in Vanderpump that I feel like it was a breath of fresh air.
I know. There's a lot of darkness here too.
Who are you referring to?
I mean, I think it's probably obvious that guy, Jesse, with Michelle. He's got the 3-year-old girl. Yes. I think they might have a baby.
And they're
too.
Separated.
Oh, they are?
I think they just have one kid.
Oh,
yeah.
Just the one.
And
okay.
They announced that they're separated.
Oh, damn. Well, I mean, I'm not surprised. Definitely at that party, like, what did you call it? What did he do to Kristen?
Painful. Oh, yeah. Well, he's just like constantly like they show them bickering and it's like not good. It's like constant like nitpicking. Like it's one thing. Bickering is one thing, but like nitpicking and insulting each other when she was like, so this is Jesse and Michelle, and they both are real estate agents and they work together, I believe. And he refuses to put a picture of her on the phone, on his phone. He never stayed up with the baby at all. They slept in separate bedrooms. She slept with the baby, so he never changed a diaper or anything.
Yeah, she said that he actually admits himself. She evolved as a mother and he did not. So.
Exactly. And she has the ick now, I think.
Yeah.
When she sees him.
I do too. It's been one episode. I already have the ick. It's like, dude,
exactly.
How are you making Jax look not bad?
Exactly. That is so true. He's going to become the new villain. And I kind of prefer him over Jax as the villain. I mean, Jax is doing his like typical overproducing shit in this episode, I think, with like the getting fixated over Kristen's boyfriend and Kristen trying to get pregnant. To this rando Luke.
Kristen and Luke, yeah. It is weird how Luke kind of lives in Denver and Kristen's just kind of decided, oh, he's the one. I don't really believe for a second that she really believes that, but she does want a baby, so.
I think she just wants a baby, yeah.
Good for her. But it is kind of odd how Jack is so hyper-obsessed with her having a baby out of wedlock. He said that a million times.
Out of wedlock? Like, what are we, in the 1800s?
I know, right?
What is this?
Yeah. I just never thought I'd hear the words like, you have to worry about health insurance coming out of Jax's mouth. That's amazing.
Right, exactly. I mean, I guess doing 26 cameos a day, you don't get health insurance on that plan. So, you know.
Damn, cameos, step it up. Step it up, guys.
Yeah, I know.
There is a theory out there that Jax is like in love with Kristen and does not want her to have a baby.
Or that they've been hooking up. I don't think that Jax could fall in love with anyone, honestly. I think he's...
I could see him wanting Kristen until he got her. If he ever actually got her, I don't know. Then I think it would just be a disaster.
Right. Because, like, could he really get, like, if he is single now or separated and, like, hitting the bars with all the Toms, could he get, like, a 20-year-old? I don't know what 20-year-old would be stupid enough, but... There are actually, surprisingly, some people that don't watch Bravo, so.
There's a lot of stupid 20-year-olds out there, too, who just be like, oh, my God, it's Jax. So Janet and Jason have Jax over. I thought it was weird how Janet said that her mom was afraid of her and she had the primary bedroom when she was growing
that
up.
That was insane to me. I cannot imagine a world where you are afraid of your child and you give them the primary bedroom.
You want to know who got the primary bedroom also in their house? Was that guy, Andrew something, who murdered Versace. He had the primary bedroom growing up.
Oh, weird. Well, that guy was like a... total psycho. Actually, fun fact, the woman that I worked for when I was in merchandising, she was punched by that guy that murdered Versace. Yeah. What?
Okay.
She was like waiting for a payphone and he was like really manic, like going crazy outside the payphone in New York. And I think that was like right before he drove down to Miami to murder him.
Yeah, like flew off the handle and left.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck? She's like, she only got punched in the face, man.
I know.
I can't believe that. Aw, poor girl.
Janet and Jason. So Janet's pregnant. I feel like I'm going to like her.
Yeah, I really like her.
Oh, yeah.
Even though her parents are afraid of her.
Right. And not that annoying.
Yeah, she seems super chill.
Jason's cool, too. I feel like he's like he's a workers' comp lawyer. So
I want to see him do commercials.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
were you injured by this asbestos and this
how about what is it, Camp Lejeune or something? Some weird camp. I don't know, I see those all the time. It seems I like that he said he thought like Kristen would be a good mom, and everybody's like on board with this except for Jax. Yeah,
also he has a weird fixation about being mean to Luke also, which like I feel like Luke is just the randomest guy for Kristen to be suddenly attached to, you know. I don't think we saw any chemistry between them at all. It's just like,
yeah, he seems nice.
He just seems like a kind of like a little twerp, you know.
Like, I don't even think that. He just seems like a nice dude who's in way over his head with these people.
Yeah, I've been like listening to reactions this week, and some people think he's like has really bad intentions, but then a lot of people think he just seems like a normal guy. And I feel like I fall in that place where he just seems like a normal guy who's not really meant for reality TV. No, and doesn't seem thirsty.
He's chopping wood in Denver. Like, right? What bad intentions could he possibly have? Like, I just don't know.
I know. It just seems like a very odd match to me, but I guess I don't really know what Kristen's type really is.
Yeah, I think type is whoever's going to give her a baby, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. I do love how Kristen's so like, I appreciate her openness about her situation of just being like, when is it going to be my turn? You know, it sucks that she like the fact that she sold that gorgeous home in Valley Village, like that was like a little like cute, the cutest little cottage.
I know. I loved her.
Like,
house.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. For stupid Alex, I guess.
I know. And apparently we meet him next week, I think, because comes over or something.
Jax invites him out to hang out with him and Luke, which is super nice of Jax.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Nia and Danny. Danny and Nia have like, Nia has two twins, infant twins. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I kept saying three under two.
Yeah, three under two. While he's cawing like an eagle.
I was dying when he was like, yeah, I'm a voice actor. I do impressions of zombies. Like when he was doing that, I was cackling.
I know. Like, I forgot about that. That was pretty great.
He was even like an army man. Like, it was just so funny. Yeah. And he was on Disney as a kid also. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty classic. Jeez.
That's awesome. I want to look like Nia. She's so pretty.
Oh, my God. I know. Gorgeous.
Seems so sweet.
I also like the map element of the show where they are, like, showing where people are on the map. And some of them aren't even in Valley, like in the Valley. I guess like Jesse and Michelle are right next to Chateau Marmont, which is not in the Valley, but it is just cool. I just love a map, you know, geography.
You love a map. Good for you, girl.
Also, Zach, Brittany's friend from Kentucky with a terrible, terrible wig. Like, what is that man doing?
Do you think that's a wig? I was wondering. I don't know what the hell is on top of his head.
Yes. I can't imagine how bad must his hair be underneath that he needs to wear a wig.
Maybe he just doesn't have any and doesn't like it.
I guess. Maybe it is just thinning, but this was just it was a bad wig.
It was a bad wig. It was bad. And also they show their friend Jasmine, but she doesn't really get any airtime except for at the coffee shop for like a minute, but I'm sure we'll see more.
And she worked at Sir. And did you notice how they blurred out Peter's picture?
Yes, I did see that.
Like, he apparently got in like a contract dispute and like isn't getting paid or isn't going to be on Vanderpump Rules at all this season, even though he still works there, obviously.
Oh, no. I could see them taking advantage of Peter.
I know, right?
I see that 1,000%.
Yeah. And also, Jasmine has been on like five other reality shows, apparently. She's been on like one of the like Love Islands, I think, possibly, or one of the like Too Hot to Handle, and also like those Dallas cheerleader shows. Yeah, so she's just hopping from reality show to reality show.
Too Hot to Handle. Get out of here.
I know. Gotta love the hustle.
I'd rather go to Janet's fair-themed birthday party.
Okay, I've got to give Brittany credit that, like, as annoying as she is, that looked like a fun party. I mean,
it did.
Like, the country fair is amazing, or county fair.
I'm always so shocked when people are just, like, so cavalier about getting a tattoo.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly.
No problem. And they just had a live tattoo artist.
Right. I guess when you have a bunch of little ones, like, adding one more is not a big deal. Like, you notice how Lala has such, her most obvious one is, like, the Salt Lake City area code, which is 801 on her shoulder.
Is that what that is? I hate that one.
Yeah.
That's so bad. Why would she get that?
I know. I know. It looks so bad. Also, she had a tattoo that said Rand that she turned into brand new, I'm pretty sure. That could be false, but yeah.
Rand, gross.
I know.
Well, speaking of Lala, Jesse, right in front of his wife, said that Lala's his mistress or his side piece. Like, dude.
I know. And she was just going along with it, too.
And grabbed Kristen's boob. Like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
He's an asshole. No, Lala wasn't going along with it. She was just like, come on, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
give me a break, and then walked off.
She kind of like chuckled, I think.
Well, I mean, what are you supposed to do in that situation? Like,
right, I know.
Either you laugh then, along with it, walk away, yeah, or you cause a scene.
I know. And then does the little titty twist or nipple twist or whatever that was. Or that was a little later. I know. So rude. Jesse is also like talking to Jax and like confiding in him, being like, was this when he says, yeah, she mentioned separating. So, I mean, good for her.
I know. Looks like she might be done.
Right. And also I love Jax acting like he's like some attentive dad, like being concerned about the kid wearing sunscreen. It's just so funny. He's like, so
oh, yeah,
that guy.
Pulling their shade down. You're yeah. Right.
He's just so that guy to do it and like be performative about it.
Yeah. I thought it was like either he's super performative about it or like that's kind of awesome. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's probably, knowing Jax, is probably somewhere in between, like a little bit of
right.
Both. I
yeah.
Don't know. He can't do anything that's like nice or like good parenting thing without like still being a douchebag. So
I know exactly. I don't know if we've talked about this, but they did like pick cameras back up about Jax and Brittany being separated. So they're milking this.
I can't see that lasting. I think it's bullshit. I'm not gonna lie. I wouldn't be surprised either way, but like, yeah, it's like scandal, sort of, but without the scandal. Like, they have a podcast together, they have a show together.
Yeah. I mean, if it came out that Jax and Kristen were bagging while watching Drive, you know, nothing would surprise me. I mean, I would so root for Brittany if she left that asshole. Like that, if she has any PR manager worth their salt, they need to be telling her, leave the asshole and you will get deals and contracts and nothing like Ariana, but like, I think she would be really well perceived if she does.
I think I saw online that she's modeling some swimwear.
Oh, really?
For some company. I don't know the company, yeah, but I did see that. So maybe she is getting a little some of that Ariana special.
She's been a spokesperson for Jenny Craig for a while, but I mean, she does some heavy, heavy editing on her Instagram photos, I will say.
Yeah, I believe it.
But I, you know, as annoying as she is, I want her to leave Jax. So I think she hopefully is going that way.
Yeah, I don't know. She just gets on my nerves pretty bad.
I know.
So I really don't. I don't know. I want good things for her. Yes. She seems innocent, but like her little Kentucky yuck yuck shtick just like drives me insane.
I know.
I can't deal
with
that.
She's innocent but thirsty.
Yeah, it's like an annoying combination.
It is, yeah. Sort of like Sheena. I feel like Sheena's a little, she has an innocence to her.
Yeah, but also very thirsty.
Yeah, exactly.
Just Jax getting dunked in that booth was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, that's what he deserves. Also, just love how the kids are all just there hanging out where everyone's like, it felt like they were doing shots like every like couple minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you have parties with kids.
I know. I'm so not in a shots, like, mode of my life, you know?
Can you even imagine? Ugh, I already have heartburn, like, thinking about it. Like, I want to vomit.
Exactly. I know. I want to vomit, too.
Yeah, it's showing my age for sure, but, like, no thank you. No thanks. Not now, not ever.
I do want, like, county fair food, though, after seeing this.
That also screams heartburn, but yeah. I'd rather have a corn dog than a shot, that's for sure.
I get heartburn like once a year, and it feels like I'm having a heart attack. But yeah.
Yeah, I get it all the time. Thanks to pregnancy. Does all kinds of fun stuff to you. All right, you want to jump into Summer House?
Yes.
Summer should be fun.
Obviously. So Lindsay escaped out of the compound. But then she just like walked back, I guess, because she almost got hit by a mail truck. That detail was so funny.
It was funny. It was. And she was wearing like a bright green dress. So I don't even know how that happened. Yeah, but it was funny.
The mailman like clearly saw her come in and didn't
care.
He's
like, I hate this bitch. It's like aiming for her.
Oh, my God.
We start with Gabby taking shots out of Jesse's concave chest. I thought that was pretty awesome. I love that.
That is crazy. What did he say that was that from? Is that like a deformity, or is that just like some people have that feature on their chest?
I think it's like a genetic thing. I used to have a guy friend who had like a concave chest.
Oh, really? Did he take shots out of it? Oh, damn.
Well, it was my ex-husband's bestie, so probably would have been a bad look.
Yeah, just a little bit. Also, at the beginning of this episode, because this was like still a continuation of the cowfish part of the day. So Carl's still in his Gilligan hat. I just have to note that.
I know.
We love a bucket hat on Bravo. I can't remember if we've sent out our compilation of all the bucket hats. I think Alex was working on that.
Yeah, there's so many. It's like too hard to keep up with.
I was in shock to see that many, but it's
I
so
can't
funny.
Believe that shocked you. I was like, dude, there's bucket hats all over the place.
I guess, yeah. I shouldn't be shocked by anything anymore.
Right. What a like 1997 throwback, right?
Exactly.
Like, why are people wearing those? I just don't dig that trend. I don't dig it, but.
Yeah, definitely a trend. Also, Gabby's saying how she's like taking on all the stress from the Carl and Lindsay fighting, and she's turning into like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. That is so accurate. I feel bad for her.
I want to be in a relationship and I look like shit. Poor thing. Guys, stop fighting for Gabby.
I know. So they're doing this camping themed party, which is cute, but like my memories of camping, it always is waking up with like either rainwater or dew in my tent. And it's just uncomfortable. I know.
Yeah. The only camping I do is like at a hotel. Like I don't camp.
Yeah. No. It's where you like sleep on the ground with like pillows. That's
right.
Your camping.
I mean, if I had to, I guess if my kids are in the room, that's sort of like camping.
I do love the trend for kids now of like, little tents. Like, do you have tents for your kids?
Oh my God. For my daughter's last birthday, I rented a bunch of like Barbie tents and like a picnic table. Yeah. It was pretty baller, not gonna lie.
That immediately when I asked you, I felt like I had a flashback of the Barbie tents. That's so cute.
Yes. Shout out to Dreamy Buffalo. She did the tent work. She's amazing. She does all kinds of cool stuff. She did the tent work. But you know what? I loved Amanda and Danielle's camp counselor energy.
They would be camp counselors. Totally. I was a big summer camp girl. Like I wanted to go the whole summer and my parents only sent me for like 2 weeks in the summer to this town, to Camp Lakewood, this town like south of St. Louis. And I was obsessed with camp. Like I wasn't homesick 1 second. I really wish I would have gone back to be a counselor, Camp Lakewood.
Oh, you should have.
I know.
My husband was a camp counselor, and I think he was just too out of control and irresponsible to handle it. But I think he loved it. Yeah. Okay. Do you remember them playing Truth or Dare? I guess Amanda licked Kyle's thigh.
You know. That was like weirdly sensual. I felt like like I didn't want to be watching it.
No, I felt really uncomfortable looking at Kyle's face. It was so weird. It's like, ew. It was kind of funny when like Lindsay and Kyle ran naked around the pool. That was pretty funny. I loved how everybody went to bed in the tents except for Jesse, who went out.
I know. Yeah. He is like hardcore, just wanting to. I mean, I appreciate that energy in the house. See, okay, I have realized that the energy is great in this house when they are bringing single people in and there are at least a couple people that could potentially hook up together.
Yeah, it's fun. Like watching Ciara and Wes is like the cutest thing.
Yeah. Like no one wanted to hook up with Alex. No one wanted, like, from two summers ago. And then also, who was the guy last year? Chris. No one wanted to hook up with Chris. So it's really good that they're keeping like good guys coming in.
I know. And Jesse like wants to hook up with Paige. I mean, that's never going to happen, but it's funny to watch him try anyway.
He never had a shot in hell.
Yeah, I know. Never, never. He doesn't have a pillow empire. Like that's what Paige needs. Paige needs her pillow empire.
I really think that like we'll get to this later, but I do think that Paige gave Craig an ultimatum after his horrific behavior in Winterhouse, like stomping on glass on the floor and saying he was like too rich to clean up. Like I bet she gave him an ultimatum and was like, you stop drinking liquor or we're done.
I love that kind of chaotic behavior. I don't care. I thought it was hilarious.
Would you like it if Ross did that?
Threw glass on the floor?
Yeah.
I probably would laugh at the time. I hate to be that person. Like I really am obnoxious like that sometimes though. But like it gave me total frat boy energy. And that's the kind of
that's kind of what Craig is.
The kind of douche that I'm into. Yeah, exactly.
It was kind of nice seeing Carl and Lindsay actually like laughing about the evening. You know, we've had so few of those moments.
I know, where they're like actually happy and having fun. They should have never taken their friendship to the next level. They would have been fine otherwise.
I know. I mean, they've done it twice now. I mean, remember those couple seasons ago when they did try to date and it ended like they couldn't even finish the first date? Like, how was that not a clue?
That was so funny. She had just lost her shit.
She did.
And then she wants to blame everything on Cocaine Carl, like his bad personality. Like, girl, you're crazy. You're popping off for no reason.
I really do think Carl does need someone who's sober. I don't think he should be with someone who drinks.
I think so. At least not like that.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, yeah, especially not someone who's drinking to the extent that Lindsay is. Like, Lindsay's like overcompensating drinking for Carl.
Yep. She's doing enough for the both of them. Yeah.
Oh, also, Carl apologizes again, and she doesn't at all. So
I know Ciara brought that up. I noticed it after she said that, but I didn't think I had to go back and look. And I was like, oh my God, she's right. She did not apologize. Like that's bullshit. And Ciara getting so real about her stepdad. I can't remember.
Yeah. No, it was her dad. And that was like why her mom and dad divorced. But also Lindsay said that her solution to the issues that they had would be brought up in couples therapy, meaning they're like not addressing it between each other and like also procrastinating.
I thought that was strange. Couples therapy should teach you how to like work your shit out, not just save it to argue, because then you wind up with a week full of resentment and avoiding.
Exactly. And it's just building up still. I think that Carl is really afraid to like bring up the real issues with her. I mean, also because she's like volatile, she blows up. I really think that he's just doesn't want to activate her.
Yeah, he's like trying to manage her emotions a little bit.
Yeah, and also he's like just taking the blame because he just wants to make peace and doesn't hold her accountable. Like, so then she's not really like learning anything from it. She's like thinking that she's right, I guess.
Oh my God. I've done a lot of thinking about this week just for like personal reasons, but it's like kind of crazy when you have these people in your life that get to like our age or a little bit older, like Lindsay, and they can't hold them accountable or see anything past their own perspective because people have just done that same thing that Carl does and just enable them to keep being a shit person for the rest of their lives. Like, ugh. And then they grow up to be absolutely ridiculous and cannot see their own faults. Like, ugh. I'm done with that. People like that, I'll just tell you that much right now.
I really hate to say this because I know that Lindsay wants kids, but like she cannot have kids and inflict the mental anguish that she would onto children the way she currently acts.
Right.
Like she, I don't know what to even suggest to someone like this.
I actually, oddly enough, think Lindsay would be a good mom. I just
think she would be like one of those moms that like needs so much attention from the kids, and like the kids can never like escape or like be independent because they're so,
they're like parentified or like attached. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause the mom is so dependent on the children and the,
like,
I mean,
codependency.
Yes. Codependent. That's what I meant to say. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I'll be like ride or die Lindsay for better or for worse forever. And I even like, I fully acknowledge like she's being a shitty person, but I still like her, you know?
I just want her to get better. I feel like she has some good qualities that she can like, her passion is like something to be tapped into, how passionate she gets for someone, right, or something.
When she gets activated, she needs to like channel that into something like.
Exactly. Yeah. She needs to harness it somehow.
She could be like number one, like UFC women, you know? Like,
oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. I could totally see that for her. Even though she's like, she got so tiny after the engagement was called off. Like, I feel like she's lost like 20 pounds. She's like teensy.
Yeah. That checks out. Oh my God. After my divorce, I got like so skinny. It was great. I was like, Ross, can you pretend to leave me for like 2 weeks and just don't? Just stress me out so bad so I get super skinny.
Oh, that'd my God. Great.
Thanks, honey.
No. Yeah, but this book with Sierra, like Sierra is like, she recognizes a volatile drunk, which is what Lindsay is, and doesn't want that for Carl. So I feel like Carl really respects her for like, saying that and having that perspective.
Yeah, you could kind of see it on his face. It's sort of like the wheels turning, because honestly, isn't that why he kind of like became sober from everything except for weed, apparently, which is fine. You know, I think he recognized some of that in himself. So surely he's got to understand it's going to come out of her too. It keeps, you know, like patterns don't just change unless you want to change. How much did you love Jesse and Wes getting Manny and Petty's together?
That was cute. Glass Lab Nomad. I love a man that like cleans up the feet, you know? There's nothing better.
I know. Nobody wants ogre feet.
Keep the tootsies clean. No one wants like scratchy, long grown out nails either. Like that's so disgusting.
Literally the worst. So gross.
I know. This whole conversation with Paige and Craig about her apartment. And she was giving Lindsay so much shit for paying $13,000 when Paige is currently paying $8,500. And Lindsay and Carl were splitting it. So like,
I thought the irony was kind of hilarious. I bet she was like eating crow.
Yeah. But also, I'm pretty sure Paige gets part of her rent partially comped because she advertises this building on her Instagram.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure that's like a known thing. Yeah. And it's in like, it's like in a gross, shitty part of like Midtown, like Herald Square. Like it's not in like a cute neighborhood or anything.
Well, that makes sense. A lot of those buildings, you know, they don't let you film there. A lot of the historical buildings are like, nope, not here and not now.
I did appreciate how she's like very firmly independent and not taking any of Craig's help, you know? I feel like that gives her a ton of power in the relationship.
I do too. I feel like she's not necessarily giving her power in the relationship, but not relinquishing her power.
No, not at all. Not at all. I feel like she's very level-headed about things and very like realistic and not getting like swept away and like, you know, the getting help. I don't know Craig's financials, honestly, but I mean, if you're on a Bravo show, you're not making pennies. If they're making like maybe $10,000 an episode, you know,
right,
that's a great living.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'd take it.
Right. Yeah, for sure,
man. If only someone wanted to pay to watch me live my life.
I know.
Unfortunately, I don't think anyone wants to pay me to watch me watch Bravo, so we're good.
Oh my God, that's like the weird trend of like kids watching other kids play video games. Isn't that like what people do on Twitch?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's the thing on Twitch for sure. Or like the YouTube thing where kids watch other kids play. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
That's so sad.
I'm like, let's just turn this off. Oh, they love it. It's like enthralling to them. I'm like, okay, turn it off. That's
so weird.
Yeah. I'm not a kids YouTube household. I'll just put it that way. It feels
like futuristic to me of like watching kids play on TV. Like what? That's like end times activity. I don't know.
You would think, but here we still are.
I know, right?
I guess until cracking. The robots take over.
Yeah, AI.
It's happening.
I thought it was so awkward having Amanda and Lindsay driving out together. I was like, oh, that's gonna be awkward. I mean, but they, I guess, like roll with it.
It wasn't bad. Yeah. And they were cooking together, which was cute. But you know who it did? I loved Craig and Paige driving down. And I love Paige's random question. It sounds like something I would ask Ross. Like, so what would you do if you found out like right now that I'm a witch and I'm just a witch and that's just what I am? He's like, it's fine. I was like, yeah. Nice.
That's kind of their dynamic. Nice. Like they just make up like silly questions and scenarios. And I kind of love that for them because that's like my ideal relationship is like being silly with someone. That's like the best.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's just the best.
It's hashtag goals. Hashtag the best. It's simply the best. Ross will understand.
Simply the best.
Yeah, exactly. okay, let's see. What else? Oh, I made a note. It's like, what, you know, when you see your friend find the right guy, that's kind of how it feels watching Sierra and Wes interact. It's cute.
I love that. Oh, my God. They're so like, it's so annoying because I feel like we're like right now, everyone's like, oh, my God, are they together? And all they keep saying is like, I mean, we're not seeing any signs in social media that they're for sure together. So I feel like signs are pointing to the fact that they're not, which is really unfortunate. But I don't know if maybe they were instructed by Bravo to like tell them to not post. But it was kind of like he was on a Mexico trip recently.
I don't know about you. To me, it seems like they're a little bit harder on like the non-Housewife shows. Like Southern Charm did a really good job of not spilling the drama this season. They let it all unfold on screen without 1,000 spoilers, I guess, online.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good. So maybe it's true. Sort of like that. Just let
I
a girl
like
hope.
Housewives are just more they're more eyes watching than on these littler shows.
That could be true. But I do hope that Wes and Sierra are together. They're so cute.
Think about this convo with Craig and Kyle and like Craig's talking about like stopping to drinking liquor. And Kyle sees that as like doubt about like Craig is being realistic about the relationship working and how it might not. I mean, but that's just like any relationship. It could not work out.
Yeah. I have a feeling that they're in it to win it. But I think Kyle just wants to prove to himself that his relationship is secure because it's not.
Yeah.
And right. So I think that he's going to say that any action that he does or any opinion he has about a relationship is going to be the correct way to do things. And I just don't think so.
Because he equates long distance to people cheating, which says a lot about his relationship. Lack of trust.
You know, yeah, exactly.
And they were in New York.
Yep. Together. Very much together.
Yep.
Not even different area codes or anything.
Right. Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. But yeah, no, I think Craig is realistic and I totally know what he means. Like he knows he'll be okay if their relationship doesn't work out. Okay. I'm just going to say, I totally get that. That's how every single relationship should be. Like you should know that you're going to be okay no matter what, because if you're not, that says something about you, not the relationship. So that's all I'll say about that. That's what I think.
Yeah, I don't really care about this Kyle moving to New Jersey or Amanda wanting to move to New Jersey plot line. It just seems like kind of dumb and I don't really care to speak on it.
It does. Why does Amanda think New Jersey's super sunny?
I know. You can get a really sunny apartment in New York. Sun doesn't only shine in New Jersey.
I'm like, dude, you're like not that far away. It's just like a bridge or something, right? Like you're not like it's not magically sunnier.
I think she is one of those kids that grew up. I don't know if she's an only child or what, but I think she was heavily pampered by her parents. They did everything for her.
She gives only child energy for sure.
Yeah, no, you're right. She does. And I think they do everything for her, and she wants to go back to New Jersey, so they'll continue to do everything for her. That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah, she's like, if we have kids, my parents will be over all the time. Like, what man wants to hear that? What man do you know that's like, yes, my in-laws are going to be around all the time? Super dupe.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Where she's like, you know, we get everything handed to us when I go over to my parents. We get a martini handed to us. But like, no, that's...
Now I want to go over there. It sounds great.
I know.
Maybe I'll move to Jersey.
Also, Carl not arriving on Friday on purpose because he has a special delivery that it's like a Corvette that he's driving up for their, it looks like a NASCAR themed party next week.
Yeah, that's right.
But also just so like Lindsay, the way Lindsay is phrasing it of like, yeah, he has like a special delivery he's driving down next week, but really the next day, but really it's like him trying to break their pattern of toxicity.
Yeah. Who did he say that to? Sierra?
I feel like they did flash back to it being, yeah, it was after the Soul Cycle class. He was talking to, I think it was Jesse and West and Sierra, saying like, I'm not coming down next Friday to break this cycle.
Yeah, we want to break this cycle. And it's totally, she's like, oh yeah, he's got to bring down a surprise, when really it's, yeah, relationship. Yeah. Which apparently they're never intimate either. That was the other conversation.
That was the next bombshell that they saved for the end, which I appreciate because I'm not going to lie, I was curious how much they were getting down.
I'll tell you what, you can usually tell if a man's getting a lot because then they're happier and they don't care about your bullshit. So
yeah, right. I also think like Paige's girl math was hilarious because that's even scarier too, that like, it's even less than they're saying, than they're admitting. Doesn't look great for them. I mean, they're fighting all the time and not having like great makeup sex, basically. And she's saying they're having sex, like when they do have sex, it's amazing, which I don't really believe that, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that. Maybe it's so amazing, it's like too time consuming or something.
Yeah. And the fact he never initiates, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah, that's not good. It's not a great sign.
I mean, we see this whole time, you know, all the evidence is piling up as to why Carl breaks it off.
Yeah, it's sort of like Scandal when we get to see like,
yep.
It's like it's like being a fortune teller because you know what happens and then you get to watch it all play
exactly.
out.
Exactly. No, it's like murder mystery party and we're watching all the clues. And also, I do feel like I was thinking about this, about how like in this fight, like the fight the day before or the week before, where it is them like saying that they're just going to save it for talking in couples therapy. So we know that their communication is off and Lindsay doesn't realize that he's not communicating effectively with her about how upset he is. I think because he's afraid of her, honestly.
Well, maybe she's just not open to hearing it.
Well, we know that, but he's just not able to communicate effectively with her. And I feel like he stopped trying to communicate that. And that would be why she is so blindsided, honestly. I really think it's like a combination of their lack of communication. What else happened? I mean, I guess we did end with like this little segment about them not having sex. So, and next week we get a fun party, NASCAR party.
I can't wait. I never thought I'd hear NASCAR in the Hamptons in the same sentence, but here we are. I'm here for it.
Here we
watch it.
Are. Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. Well, so next week, as we said at the beginning of this episode, we will be off. So the week after, we will be back for you guys to recap Martha's Vineyard, Potomac, possibly, if it gets interesting. We will be back with Vanderpump, The Valley, and Summer House. How's that sound?
You know what? That sounds lovely to me. I don't know about anyone else. I can talk about this shit all day.
I know. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Please follow us on Bravo Should Be Fun Podcast on Instagram and like, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.